We get a lot of, especially when Clinton was president, we got a lot of movie stars and famous people. We used to go to L.A. about once a month, and on the way back, you never know who he'd invite because he'd show up at the airplane and everyone had been sitting in their seats for an hour and a half waiting to go. But we'd be surprised some of the stars that came up. Well, one night, it was about 2 in the morning, and I was taking a break, and they were feeding me my dinner, and I was watching the movie in those seats you see on the top level. And there's a TV over by the wall, so I'm sitting there and I'm watching the movie, and someone sat in the seat next to me, and I was watching the movie called The Usual Suspects. You remember that one? And the person who sat next to me, who I just assumed was one of the maintenance guys, because they're the only guys that are awake that are roaming around the airplane. I pulled my headset that I was listening to the movie on, and he goes, "How do you like the movie?" So I thought it was kind of rude, and I spun around, and it was Kevin Spacey. And he was right on the screen right at that same time. Anyway. White House military office, this is in the White House, they control everything as far as the presidential travel. And that's the travel office that got in all that trouble when the Clintons first got in there because everyone got fired, so they had better flights, I guess. I don't know. Better seating. But they control Air Force One. They control the limousine service. They do Marine One. Secret Service, they don't control, but they do all the coordination. And then we do what's called advanced coordination. So if we're doing an overseas trip about 3 months prior to going to a site, they'll send out a pre-advanced team. And so this is a group from every one of those organizations I talked about, Air Force One, the limousines, the comm people, the Marines. And they'll all send a representative, and they'll go to these places that we're thinking about going, and they'll do an assessment and a survey, and they'll come back with that survey. And then from that, they'll actually build an itinerary for the president based on the logistics of the people that they... Like our Air Force One guy will say, well, this airport, you need to go to the other airport on the other side of town because the taxiways are too small or something like that. Then, as you lead up the week and a half prior to the trip, another advanced team goes out there and starts getting the rooms, getting the fuel for us. If you saw on one of those National Geographic specials, they get the fuel, test it, they know how much we're going to need at each stop, and then they guard it and lock it. They lock it up. So all our fuel has already been tested and secure. I think on one of the specials, like History Channel, they showed that we flew our own fuel in. We rarely do that, and they kind of keyed on that. I've only seen them do it 2 or 3 times in all my years. Just happen to go someplace remote that doesn't have fuel, we'll fly in some bladders of fuel. And the navigators do all the work, like I told you. Like I said, that timeline can take 3 months. Although we've done an overseas trip where we're supposed to have the weekend in Aspen, and within 3 hours we're on our way to Morocco. So it can move as fast as or as slow as we want, depending on the urgency. Anything on this? This is the hangar that we have both 747s in. My office is in a little building over there on the side. Typical overseas mission. Like I said, the navigators do most of the planning. The pilots will get slightly involved, not a whole lot. But what we'll do is pilots will show about 2 hours before takeoff. And during that first hour that they're there, the navigators come and brief on the route, give the pilots the briefing. We'll go to the airplane, and every time we arrive at the airplane at the on the tarmac at Andrews, they feed us. It doesn't matter what time of day it is. You show up, and there's a big thing we have to eat. You don't want to make the flight attendants feel bad. So we have to eat. After we eat, we hear the Marines call us and tell us they just left the south lawn. So we get in the seat and then get a clearance. And that's about the first time the pilots ever do anything, is getting a clearance. And I can tell you, when it's really busy, like during campaign season, There's been times I've gotten in the seat and had no idea where I was going. Until the tower, when they were giving me the clearance, told me what airport I was going to. So, not to say we don't do a whole lot, the pilots, but there's not a whole lot of planning by us. The president will come in, fly in on his helicopter. You guys seen it on TV. Gets on board. Helicopter leaves. We leave. On the road, the president... we never stay in the same hotel as the president, so we usually have the second best hotel in town. We don't like to stay at the same place because they shut it down a lot for security and hard to get in and out, and you just don't want to be having a beer with the staff. They get kind of nervous when they see the pilots drinking. But not that we really drink very much. Unfortunately, we now have security for the crew, which we didn't do before September 11th. It was a lot more fun before September 11th to fly these trips, especially because you had Clinton, and that was a laugh a minute. Because when you went anywhere, he'd build in a couple of extra days to do this or that, other than his normal work duties. So he'd have a day of golf, fishing, or something like that. So he had some time to see around, and you weren't really under the pressure of everybody in the world wanting to kill him like we had with Bush. Well, I just say that is because we're at war. Not because... Now, what is funny about that? So, after September 11th, when we land, it's usually 13 hours later, we're back up in the air trying to get him out someplace else because we would kind of shut down the town wherever we went for security. So it turned into kind of a grind after that, and one of the reasons why I left. I retired at 25 years in and moved on. Yep. All right. And there he is, waving goodbye. He's actually a nice man. He shouldn't be so mean. Okay, anyone have any questions? Sir.
The airplane's about 20 years old.
The office that I worked in St. Louis, we were the ones that came up with those plans. Our office had a replacement plan of 25 years, which is coming up pretty soon. I think it's 2015 is when we wanted the first delivery. We came up with the plan, and President Bush wanted to really hit it hard and make sure that it was completely funded while he was president, completely accepted and funded, put into the budget for future years, because he wanted it to be done by a guy who had no ties to what the product was going to be. He was going to be obviously a lame duck president, couldn't run for a third term, so he thought, I am the most non-biased person who can do this, because whoever does it, it will be, the president wants to gold-plate his fleet. We're moving pretty well towards that goal of 2015. And it's been stagnated. Well, we never call out an airplane. We never call out when we buy things in the government, we identify the requirements that the vehicle has to meet, and we allow everyone to bid or to put their input. We don't say, okay, who's going to give us a new 747 that does this, this, and this, because that's kind of a closed-minded way of doing it. I mean, we have to entertain the Airbuses and the things like that. So we give a requirement. The real leader when I was leaving was supposedly a next generation 747, 747-800. We still have the requirement to have more than two engines over the water. I know it sounds funny, but...
The
limos, you mean? The armored limos? They, they're moved on C-17s around the world, and they have a fleet of limos. I'm trying to remember what they are now, if they're Lincolns or they're Lincolns. Basically, they get in the back of C-17, and they hopscotch them around, depending on our itineraries, and they're always following us. Or actually, they're leading us.
We have time for about one more question. This guy's been very patient.
Where are you looking?
Okay, here we are. Thank you. One of our sons was in the Air Force, and during the Reagan administration, that was his job to make sure the right fuel was put in the planes. He was fueling the planes. And prior to him getting that job, our whole neighborhood, there was a lot of people coming up there and knocking on the doors and asking questions, and I guess that was probably part of the clearance so he could get that job. But he said he saw Ron and Nancy many times.
Oh, yeah? Well, a funny thing about the airplane is that Nancy Reagan actually designed the interior of the airplane. And there is some dated type of material, like the front wall of the president's suite, which is basically where the radar is, if you can picture that in your head from the pictures. Well, it's kind of like this pastel wall of carpet with like waves and really southwestern looking, and it's really tacky now. It's just so we were going to have a program where we're going to replace it, and that was considered a national treasure. We weren't allowed to replace it. I want a straw color with this and this, and I want some so the round circles with the stars with the president's seal. And she's telling the pilot, you know, I'm lucky if I can pick out the right color socks. So, you know, it's two pilots trying to figure this out because we only wanted the scurry clearance to actually get far enough to show her what the designers had. So she had told me I want this straw color. And, you know, 2 weeks later, I got what she wants, and I walk in her office and we're showing her. Look at this. I said, and this is the hay color that you want. Hay? Who the hell said hay? I'm like, is it not hay? What's the difference? Hay and straw, isn't that the same thing? I don't know. I grew up in Boston. Hay was how you got someone's attention, you know? Well, thank you very much. I'm sorry if there were questions in the back. I really can't see. I hope I didn't bore you. And enjoy the rest of EAA and stay cool.